Yeah, it's unbelievable to be a part of it. Stuff dreams are made out of. As a boy, I always dreamed about playing in Croke Park in Ireland final day. You know, it's any boy's dream in Ireland. It's the biggest sporting event in our country, and you know, to be a part of it's unbelievable. Yeah,
it's a big thing for a 19-year-old.
Definitely, you know, and I'm honoured to be in the position I'm in. You know, many's a man went through their career never played in an Ireland final or never got near playing in an Ireland final. So, you know, when these opportunities come around, you have to take them with both arms.
Yeah. I know earlier in the championship you said that you're a different type of player this year, and you took a lot on what Jim had said. You took it on board from last year. You see yourself now as a more productive player, Patrick?
Definitely more productive player. You know, Jim took me aside this year and said, you know, work hard and the rest will take care of itself. And, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm putting in a good shift now for the team, and the football's going to take care of itself. And thankfully, I'm very happy at the minute with the way I'm playing, and you know, good game against in the Ireland final, and I'll be delighted.
What's it like at home at the moment around Kilkear, the buzz ahead of this final?
You know, you're Kilkear yourself. It's GA mad, it's religion down in Kilkear. You know, everywhere you go, it's about the game, people asking you. But, you know, it's a good complaint to have.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that doesn't come around every day, so you have to make the most of it.
Good buzz about it, but when Jim gets you into training, it's a different story.
Oh, definitely, you know, you're back to reality then. But, you know, I think the squad is locked on to one thing, and that's the one they'll learn, you know. And, you know, to lose this all Ireland over a bit of hype or whatever would be a crime. And, you know, as I said, we're going to block out any kind of hype or things that are going on around us. Anything we can do to win the all Ireland, we'll do it.
Big progression this year with the team, obviously more offensive. And for the first time this season, we've seen three men up front there in the first half against Cork. Can we see something like that possibly in the final? Not to give any tactics away now.
Yeah, I suppose you're right there. The three boys up in the first half. Worked all right. Yeah, but you know, Jim will have a game plan set out. Yeah. I don't know if there'll be three boys up the next day, but you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
I'm sure you watched Mayo. What sort of challenge are they going to bring to the table?
Oh, definitely. You know, they're a top quality team. They proved their worth there against Dublin on Sunday. You know, it's going to be very difficult. They're a big physical team, so we're going to have to evaluate them and, you know, focus on our own game plan.
And finally, Patrick, what would it mean to Patrick McBurtie? And obviously the people at Kilkear, we've got a couple of members on the team. What would it mean to you to win an All-Ireland with Donegal at such a young age?
Yeah, it's everything, you know. As I said before, it's a childhood dream. It's a life-changing experience. Just have to look at the boys in 1982, what it done for them, and, you know, as I said, if we can win it, you know, it'll be an unbelievable, unbelievable experience. And said, if anything we can do to win it, we'll win it. We'll do it.
And you'd add yourself onto Donegal GA folklore alongside the two McHugh brothers.
Definitely, you know, that's the objective, you know. And if you end up like them two boys, you'd be doing all right.
Yeah.